And you tune in to Catholic Answers Live for Catholic Answers. So let's have some more of them. Cyril calling from Canada. Hello, Cyril. Thank you for your patience. You're up next with Tim Staples.
Hello.
Hi, Cyril.
Welcome.
Thank you. A little about me. I'm a Protestant who's looking to convert to the Catholic Church. I'm not quite there yet.
All right.
There's something I'd like to ask about that was said to me, and I don't actually know how to respond to it, really. I know a bit about Communion of Saints, but I just don't know how to respond to this. Do you mind if I just kind of go into what they said?
Okay.
Yeah, they told me that Catholics put stuff like icons or, you know, like saints, like St. Christopher, you know, in their car and around their neck. So they said, usually Catholics would say, please protect me, St. Christopher, please protect me as I travel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they hang St. Christopher's in their cars and mm-hmm. around their necks, because he's a saint of travel.
Mm-hmm.
But us Protestants accept only to pray to Jesus. So I'm just wondering, how does, you know, is it true Catholics put the stuff, you know, is it part of Catholic teaching? Do they put things, you know, icons in their car, medals around their neck? And if so, and ask, please protect me.
Yeah.
And if so, why? What is this protection? And
all right,
you
Cyril,
know,
let me jump in real quick. Great question, but Cyril, here's the key. A lot of times from the outside looking in, Cyril, and I know because I was a Protestant, and I used to think all this stuff is crazy. You know, from the outside looking in, it's like, what are you doing? You think just by putting a medal on, that's going to protect you, right? Well, the answer is no. In fact, the Catholic Church teaches in paragraph 2112 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church that the essence of superstition is to believe that external actions can be performed apart from the proper dispositions that are necessary for them to be fruitful, and that external action can be efficacious in and of itself. That's superstition. So, Cyril, any Catholic that would think, I can just put, look, I have a scapular on right now, I said earlier, right? But by me putting this scapular around my neck, it has no power on its own. Where the power comes from is my joining with you know, priests all around the world, the Carmelites who live the spirituality of the scapular. And I'm a lay person, but I join with them, all the Carmelites in all the world, and their spirituality. I do it in my little way, and it's our way of joining together. It's kind of like this, Cyril. In Matthew 18:19, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Protestants have a healthy understanding, at least this side of the veil, that we can gather together. Two or three are more powerful than just one. Why is that? Because there's a multiplying effect when we get together as members of the body of Christ. All of these, you know, that you mentioned, this scapular that I'm wearing or the St. Christopher medal or anything, these are reminders for us of the communion of saints, that we have brothers and sisters that are praying with us and for us in heaven. And when we join our prayers with theirs, you know this, Cyril. James 5:16 says, the prayers of a righteous man availeth much, right? Why? Because he's a righteous man. He's in union with Christ. Sin, as you know, Cyril, Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. 1 John 3:22 says, we have the things we ask of the Lord because we believe in him and we keep his commandments, and we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So the saints in heaven are perfectly in union with God. They're perfectly righteous. Their prayers are more powerful. So, of course, their prayers of protection are extremely powerful. I don't know about you, Cyril, but I pray prayers of protection over my children every night. I bless them. I dump holy water on them. I drive them crazy, I think, Jerry, because the holy water gets in their ears every night. But I do.
Carry a towel with you when you do that.
Why? And we used to do this as Protestants. Our prayers are powerful in and through Jesus Christ. Cyril, Jesus wills for us to do these things, to pray for one another, because we are members of the body of Christ. Now, the key here, Cyril, is we believe that the saints in heaven are just as much members of the body of Christ as we are. In fact, they're more radical members of the body of Christ because they're free from all sin. And so when you understand that, and this is entirely biblical, Cyril, you understand why Revelation chapter 5, verse 8 has the 24 elders in heaven. And what are they doing? They're receiving prayers coming up from the saints on the earth, and those prayers become efficacious. Why? Because they are in with Jesus. They are in him, with him, and through him, doing all the things that they do. Does that make sense at all, Cyril?
Thank you. So that basically the substance of what you're saying is that stuff I mentioned, that superstition. But
yes, if someone believes that simply by putting on a scapular or having a medal or doing other thing, apart from the necessary dispositions, that's what the Catechism of the Catholic Church emphasizes, are going to somehow be efficacious, that's superstition.
All right, thanks, Cyril. Glad we could help you out with that. And we'll pray for you on this journey that God has you on. And don't forget, Catholic.com is a great resource. And be sure to call the program anytime there's something else on your mind.
You know what, Jerry, if I could say one last thing. Remember, one of the advantages of wearing a scapular like this or any of these other medals is also there is a protection that goes even when you're weak. You fall into sin and you're weak. But you've put this on. You have your brothers and sisters praying for you. There is a protection there that can help you, not just when you're strong, but when you're weak as well. But that's part of that inner disposition that's necessary. Man, I want medals. I want scapulars. I want everything I can get because I need. Remember this. 1 Corinthians 12:21, can the eye say to the hand, I have no need of thee? Can the head say to the foot, I have no need? The answer is no. We need each other. That's what the Communion of Saints is about.